This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Planned Parenthood has closed its only clinic in Steamboat Springs. The organization says it's struggling with staffing and a decline in patient visits. The Steamboat Clinic is the organization's second Colorado location to close after the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. But Planned Parenthood is expanding locations near the Texas and Oklahoma borders. Clinics there have seen rising demand since those states restricted abortion access. The University of Colorado has drawn more than $1 billion in research funding for the sixth straight year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Faculty attracted nearly $1.5 billion in research funding and gifts for research. That's up 1% from last year. Federal agencies award most of the research funding. The money paid for research such as categorizing cancer types, which could pave the way for more personalized cancer therapies. It also paid for studying chemical reactions during hypersonic flight and how vegetation is responding to climate change in the Arctic. One researcher was awarded funding to use artificial intelligence to identify why and how materials break down in order to make the world safer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver International Airport is on pace to break its record for the number of firearms confiscated by security. TSA agents at Denver's airport have already removed 110 guns from carry-on luggage this year. If the trend continues, DIA could exceed the 141 guns collected in all of last year. Members of Temple Aaron in Trinidad are marking a milestone as Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins. The 1889 temple is on its way to becoming a National Historic Landmark 6 years after almost closing. Kim Grant serves on the temple board. He says Temple Aaron is nationally significant.
It helps tell the story of the westward migration of the Jewish people into the southwestern United States as part of the broad pattern of settlement of the American West.
The temple could be declared a federal landmark next year. Trinidad has a sunny day and highs today near 80, in Pueblo 83, Denver 82. This is CPR News.